It's time for Rhema for Today.
You know, I've met many people who have gotten they're in the monkey trap. They're holding on to the worthless pebbles of unforgiveness and hurt and bitterness and offense. It's time to wake up for us, all of us, to wake up and realize that Satan has laid a minefield of offenses to keep us from walking in the will and the blessings of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's classic teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Praise the Lord. I am going to do about I think it's going to be a three-part series on offense. And I'm starting out this morning with, don't get caught in the devil's trap. You know, you ever found yourself in a trap and you didn't know it was anywhere around? How many ever been driving you've been driving and you're going, you're running on a turnpike and you got your cruise control set at 75, what is the speed limit, and you're running along there, and all of a sudden you run up behind the slower car, and there's other cars out here in the other lane, and you have to back off, and a car that, you're caught in a trap. You can't get out, you can't go around. When I was running track in high school, I was running one day, And I still had plenty of kick left, but I realized that two of the runners from the same team, the guy was in front of me, and I was going to go out and go around him, and this guy had come up beside of me here, and there wasn't quite enough room for me to get between the two guys without fouling one of them to go out and get around in the other lane and track. And so I ended up in second place when I could have got first place if I hadn't have been trapped. Now, I was right on that guy's heels. If he had faltered one just a little bit, I would have come right down with those spikes right in the back of his leg. And now, it's not the kind of spikes you kids nowadays are used to. It's the old kind of spikes. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about? They're about an inch long or longer. And I had one guy step on my foot one time when we were running. He stepped over my lane and stepped in my foot. It went plumb through my foot, but I didn't stop. I just kept running. We fixed it when I got there after I won first place. I ain't going to quit. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit for any reason. All right. But we get trapped. And the traps we don't like are called what? Speed traps. Right? How many of you ever run up on a speed trap? We probably got caught in it too. Anybody ever been caught in the speed trap? Yeah, a lot of us have anyway. But now we need to be aware that Satan sets traps for people. Luke chapter 17, verse 1, I'm reading from the New King James. Then he said to his disciples, "It is impossible that no offense should come. But woe to him through whom they do come." I want you to notice that phrase. It is impossible that no offense should come. Now, other translations say that contemporary English says there will always be something to cause people to sin. English Standard said temptation is sin is sure to come. New Living says there will be always be temptation. Young's Literal Translation says it's impossible for stumbling blocks not to come. Now, some people say there are two things that are inevitable, taxes and death. But the Bible says there's a third thing that's inevitable. It says that offense will come. That's what he said here. That's what Jesus said here. Offense will come. Temptation, stumbling blocks, something that causes you not to receive and be where God wants you to be. Today, many people are caught in the trap of offense. The word offense, according to the Thayer's Greek lexicon, the word offense used in Luke 17:1, the Greek word skandala, says it is referring to the movable stick or trigger of a trap stick, any person or thing by which one is entrapped and drawn into error or sin. You know, it said that hunters that are trying to capture monkeys will drill a hole in a coconut and put a little shiny object in there, and that they'll chain that coconut to a tree, and the monkey will go in, he will stick his hand in, and he will grasp the shiny object. But when he closes his fist, he can't get his hand out. Long as his hand is outstretched, he can get it in and out. But when he closes around, and he is so possessive of that little shiny stone that is worthless, that he will not let it go, and the hunters can come back and capture the monkey alive without hurting it at all. And, you know, I've met many people who have gotten their, they're in the monkey trap. They're holding on to the worthless pebbles of unforgiveness and hurt and bitterness and offense. It's time to wake up for us, all of us, to wake up and realize that Satan has laid a minefield of offenses to keep us from walking in the will and the blessings of God. All right? You know what? You're going to find offense everywhere. But we really need to realize that God has made a way for us to live free from offense. Now let's look at this for a moment. Number one, you will have offense come your way. Just be ready. You will have offense come your way. Now, offense usually comes from insults. Somebody attacks you verbally. Offense comes when there's division, broken relationships, betrayal. Often, offense comes from words that somebody says. The tongue is an unruly member. According to the pastor of the First Church of Jerusalem, James, he says in James 3, 2 through 5, in the New Living Translation, we all may make many mistakes, but those who control their tongue can also control themselves in every other way. We can make a large horse turn around and go wherever he wants by means of a small bit in its mouth. A tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And the words that someone has spoken has set off many fires of offense than anything else. The words that people have spoken have set off fires of offense. And people have become offended because of what somebody says more than anything else. Have you ever seen where some words that somebody spoke were spread like wildfire by those that are that one or the two that were offended by what was said? Have you ever noticed when you get offended, you begin to repeat your offense to others? And the reason is because you want them to get offended too. You're caught in the trap of offense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We got a good offer.
We do, we do. There are three CDs by your father called Jesus is Coming Again.
And he is coming again.
He is.
And I've just been talking about Jesus.
That's right. Name. And you know the way the things are happening in the world, it could be soon.
Yeah,
it
according to the Bible prophecy.
Yes, yes. And your book, On the Table That Speaks, you want to talk about this book?
This is about communion. I preached, I don't know how many sermons on communion, but they took 11 of my sermons that I preached on communion and put them into this book called The Table That Speaks. So many people don't understand communion, but I believe as you read these different messages about communion, that you will understand communion and the importance of communion.
Yes.
It's a very important subject. So right here it is. And then Lynette's book.
Yes, it says,
hey God, why is it taking so long?
That's right. You know, we like everything instant, don't
right.
we? But that is not the timeline of God.
No.
Because I think that we probably need a little seasoning. And so he takes us along a path that will season us. And so I talk about that. I talk about my journey with God, the different seasons that he has taken me through. And it's just a book that it's an easy read, and I think that you will enjoy reading it.
And all of that's available for a gift of $40 or more. And you just go to rhema.org and order it right now, and as soon as it reaches the shipping department, it'll be going out to you.
To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, Avoiding the Trap of Offense. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.